Hi, mates. How are you? If you follow me on Instagram, you know that I think I start every video with an Australian accent. And my friend who's Australian, shout out to Elise, she hit me up and she was like, "That was really good. Sounded very authentic." And I was very touched because, usually it turns to a British accent by the third word. So, holla. Well, today we are in part three of the Christ Center Productivity Series, and we're going to be talking about the third step in the Christ Center Productivity Framework. So, if you've been following along, part one, we talked about step one, schedule audit, step two, the time calculator. Today, we're going to talk about creating a schedule that puts Jesus first. Let me just say, if you're starting here, you haven't listened to the last two. Stop. Go back. If you start here, you will not be successful. I'm telling you, this is a framework for a reason. Step one, step two, step three. If you skip steps, you will have some missing pieces and you won't know what those pieces are. Okay, so go back to the part that you've missed and listen in order. If you're going to follow the structure, I mean, I'm giving it away for free, right? Then do it in order, please. All right, let's get ready to dive in 3, 2, 1.
You're now listening to Her Renewed Strength, the podcast, a place where you, my sisters in Christ, are encouraged to walk by faith and equipped to live well, steward well, and set your minds on eternity. I'm your host, Erica Diaz Castro, your Jesus-loving Puerto Rican life coach. If you're tired of living a life burdened by anxiety, burnout, or overwhelm, if you're ready to do more of what you love, create more space for the things and people that matter most, and better steward the gifts and resources God graced you with, if you want coaching, encouragement, fellowship, and just a friend to help you shift your perspective from the temporal to the eternal, you're in the right place. Grab a coffee, journal, and a pen. Let's invite the Holy Spirit to the party. And let's dig into today's episode.
Well, we have to start with understanding that this is the third part of the ARC method. The ARC method is to assess, to release, to create. Okay, step one is to assess, that's your schedule audit. Step two is to release, that is the time calculator, identifying what's got to go. And then step three is to create. And in this particular instance, you are creating a schedule, and not just any schedule. It's a schedule that puts Jesus first, first, first. How do you do that? Well, I don't want to make it seem like this is a duh moment, but my thought is it's very obvious. You schedule your time with the Lord first. Now, I know from experience, how tempting it can be to, when you look at a blank schedule, start with the things you know. For example, appointments, work, whatever kids have going on. Maybe your husband has something planned and you already have that on the schedule and you want to put that down first. I don't think it's a bad idea. However, if you are not in the habit of securing that time with the Lord, then my recommendation is to start with Jesus. So let's say you're a morning person. You love time with the Lord in the morning, sets you up for the day. Awesome. You're going to schedule that time first. Pick a time and you're going to build your life around that time. It sounds counterintuitive, but I'm going to explain. When you pick the time, you're going to then reverse engineer your day. You can identify where your day needs to end so that it can start with the Lord. And then you build around that. If you like to end your day with the Lord, then you would do the same, but the opposite. Is that confusing? Sorry. You're going to schedule that time and you're going to understand and identify what time you need to go to sleep and wake up by so that that can happen. Okay? We don't want you falling asleep in the middle of reading the word. And maybe we do want that. Maybe we want you to be completely calm and having great dreams about Jesus. We also want you to have meaningful time with the Lord and really get to know him more, okay? How would you feel if you went out with a friend and your friend just passed out in the middle of your time together? Sis, think about it that way, all right? We want to show up for our relationship with the Lord because it matters the most. It matters so much. It is what everything else stems from. It determines how you're going to show up every day, how patient you're going to be, how gracious and compassionate and gentle, and how much self-control you're going to exercise, okay? Then you'll schedule your priorities and the things that are non-negotiables, right? When you think about a schedule, I personally am not a big fan of putting everything at a particular time, only because my life is a little unpredictable. Any person who is caring for another person, whether it's parents, partners, kids, like you kind of have to leave some wiggle room so that there's margin in case something happens with those people, things you can't control. That said, I do like to have a time range of when things should be happening. So all that to say, give yourself some margin, be flexible. And what I also want to highlight is you should be scheduling rest into your life. It's not when you can, it's when you say you're going to rest, okay? When any person is doing a lot, there's going to be a breaking point. There's going to be a point when either you get sick or something happens and you just completely fizzle out. You just have no capacity to do anything else. Don't get there. It's not good for you. It's not good for the people around you. It can be avoided, all right? You can be proactive by scheduling rest in advance and setting boundaries around that. So if that's something that you struggle with, I highly recommend reaching out. That's something that I support my clients with, and I'd be more than happy to support you in not just identifying where you need to set some boundaries, but helping you implement rhythms, routines, and little bumpers, right? Do you ever go bowling and they have the little bumper racks up? Some bumpers around your time so that you can exercise and execute on those boundaries. I also help with communication. So if you're not a confrontational person, your girl's got you, no worries. But let's just say you can figure it out on your own. You just need a framework, right? Maybe you want a little bit of help. How do I schedule something that doesn't feel rigid, but allows for that structure to be in place? Well, the Christ-Centered Productivity Framework Mini Hub, just $37, offers that. You get 4 templates, the schedule audit, time calculator, the weekly schedule builder, and you get a goals tracker. And I teach you how to fit in those goals into your schedule. Because the last thing I like to hear from people is that they have goals, but they have no time to work on them. Guess what? You do. You just don't know where that time is yet. So you can click the link in the show notes to grab your templates. They're $37. Or you can email me, Erica@HurryNewtStrength, if you want to get that link from me. If you want to inquire about coaching, you can email me as well. And then you're set. You're good to go. Next week, we're talking about part 4 of the Christ-Centered Productivity Series, God-Sized Goals. So if you have some goals that you just have no idea when you're going to get to them, this is an episode that you really don't want to miss. So I pray that today helped you, that you make the decision to invest in yourself. If you're listening to this, my guess is that you probably want to figure out how to do this. And I have figured it out for you. I teach you how. Get your templates, get the tutorials. They're super simple and very, very affordable. Let's get it going. All right, girl. See you on the next one. Bye.
Hey, sister girl, if you love today's episode, the best way you can show love and support is to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts. This helps other Christian women who want that same support and valuable content actually find the show. Oh, and if you're ready for more and you want to learn about free group Bible study, upcoming events, free courses, and other services, head to herrenewedstrength.com and subscribe to the weekly newsletter to become an insider. You'll get my weekly top 5, extra tips, and bonuses. I'll see you on the inside.